If you ever want to find out about something that has happened in Huggerby Falls, say if you are three inquisitive children who had just been told of an extremely weird occurrence by your teacher, who also happens to be a witch, then your first port of call should be the home of old Mr. Harold Horrock. Because no one knows more about the goings-on in Huggerby Falls than gruff, unshaven Harold Horrock with his wooden leg and his eye patch. You might be surprised to learn that Mr. Horrock has no pirate ancestry, despite his pirate-like appearance. In fact, he will object strongly to any suggestion that he resembles those murderous scavengers of the seas, as he calls pirates. But even though he wasn't a pirate, Mr. Horrock did possess treasure, not of the buried variety, but rather the treasure of knowledge. On the day that the extremely weird thing happened in Huggerby Falls, it was this treasure that Kip, Tobias and Symphony desperately needed. So after they'd evacuated their classroom, they went to visit Mr. Horrock, who lived in a caravan on the shore of the bottomless lake. Mr. Horrock's caravan had started out as a standard one until he decided to increase the height of the interior ceiling to accommodate the parrot he had recently purchased to sit on his shoulder. Further minor renovations followed, and before long, Mr. Horrock's tiny caravan had become a four-story, eight-bedroom mansion with a six-car garage, an undercover swimming pool, and a rooftop tennis court, all of which could be towed behind an ordinary motor car. "Ahoy me hearties," called Mr. Horrock, who was sitting, fully clothed for some strange reason, in one of his caravan's three hot tub spas. "To what do I owe you a visit?" It would have looked quite weird to any passerby. A man who looked like a pirate with a parrot perched on his shoulder, sitting fully clothed in a spa out the front of a four-story caravan, talking to three children wearing school uniforms that were covered in bits of marinated bat's tongue from a recently exploded cauldron. Then again, any passerby who lived in Huggerby Falls would think nothing of it. This was Huggerby Falls, after all. "You shouldn't put your wooden leg in the water, Mr. Horrock," warned Symphony, as she and Kip and Tobias walked across the caravan's gangplank. "The wood will rot, unless you've got some waterproof varnish on it or something." Mr. Horrock looked down at his submerged limb. "I can't stand me wooden leg anyways. People keep mistaking me for one of those murderous scavengers of the seas." "A pirate?" said Symphony. "I can't imagine why people would mistake you for a pirate," she smiled, as if to say, perhaps it's not just the leg, but the eye patch, the parrot, and the alarming amount of pirate talk you are always using. Mr. Horrock moved his eye patch to his other eye. "Young Symphony Chan, be that ye lass? And bless me barnacles if that isn't scallywag Tobias treachery. Ye have grown since I last saw ye. And Kip Kindle, how be your poor old mum and dad?" Kip looked uneasy when Mr. Horrock mentioned his parents. "We're here to find out about the extremely weird thing that has happened in Huggerby Falls, Mr. Horrock. Can you tell us what it is?" Kip was often embarrassed by his family because they were so weird, even by Huggerby Falls's particularly weird standards. "No one at school could tell us, and Mrs. Turgan won't tell us," said Kip, as if to say, nasty old witches like Mrs. Turgan take great joy in keeping secrets from children they despise. "But everyone's talking about what it could be." With the mention of the extremely weird thing that had happened, Mr. Horrock launched himself from the hot tub, sending bucket loads of water into the air so they rained down over Kip, Tobias and Symphony. Now the three children were soaking wet, with Mr. Horrock's grimy spa water and Mrs. Turgan's marinated bat's tongues. All things considered, they would have preferred not to be soaked in either. "You mean you don't be knowing nothing about the extremely weird thing that's happened?" Mr. Horrock hollered, shaking his fists in the air and making his dripping wet jacket sleeves flap water everywhere. "This town and its wicked secrets." "Secrets, secrets, wicked secrets," squawked Mr. Horrock's parrot. "I should get me cutlass and slay that barnacle-covered turgon for not telling ye kiddies the truth straight away, especially ye, young Kindle, as it affects ye so." "Affects me?" Kip blinked. "What is it, Mr. Horrock?" Kip asked, as if to say, "Just tell us what's going on, would you? We can't handle the suspense any longer." Now, Harold Horrock knew what the extremely weird thing that had happened was, and he would have told the children right then, if not for the loud ding of his oven timer sounding at that very moment.